You know what time it is. It's Thursday afternoon, and it's time for another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We're continuing our series entitled Go. You don't want to miss a moment of today's message. So you know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in, y'all. Let's have a little talk. See you in a moment. Well, good afternoon and welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. First and foremost, before we get started, I want to thank all of you for listening to Tuesday's episode. If you have not listened to Tuesday's episode, it is called The Promise, where I ask the question, what have you promised yourself in this season? And also asked a follow-up question, what have you promised yourself in the last few years that you put on the top shelf to collect dust? What have you promised yourself? We talked about promise. We talked about, you know, goal setting. We talked about, you know, being determined to fulfill that promise and cultivate that promise that is not only that you've made for yourself, but the promise that promises that have been placed on your life. That you no longer want to sit in the realm of broken promises, that you no longer want to overpromise and underdeliver, but do the reverse, but do the reverse to underpromise and overdeliver. So if you have not listened to Tuesday's episode, I absolutely encourage you to listen to that show and pass it along to a friend that is struggling with being in the realm of broken promises. Not from other people, because we can deal with that sometimes, but we oftentimes can't deal with the broken promises that we promised ourselves. So again, I encourage you, if you have not listened to it, please pass it along to somebody. Please listen to it and then pass it to a friend, a family member, a coworker. But again, thank you for your support of that episode. Thank you for your support of this show. It has been an amazing second season, but have no fear, season 3 is coming very, very soon, and you'll get announcements on the date, the start date of that season, season 3 debut, season 3 premiere. So again, thank you for your support of this show, and you know what I'm gonna say next. I'm like Anita Baker. I'm gonna give you the best that I got. At all times. So again, thank you for joining me today, and thank you for your support of the show. Hey, if it's your first time or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I hope that in these next few moments, I speak to your situation, your storm, your struggle. I strive to be 3 things on this show and in my life, and that's authentic and transparent and informal. And I pray that within those 3 pillars of this show and in my life for the next few moments, I say something that causes you to be energized, supercharged, encouraged, determined, focused, to break any chain that has been binding you, to be everything that you've been called and designed to be. So again, if this is your first time or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. All right, so we have been doing a series for the last almost month or so entitled Go. And if you've been listening since the start of it, thank you. I appreciate all of you that have been listening. If you're just now jumping into it, thank you. I hope that I say something today again in this message that causes you to do what we're talking about today. And so Tuesday, of course, was about the promise, what we've promised ourselves. We talked briefly about the story of Joseph, where he had a promise on his life, but he had to endure some things. Even in the midst of remembering the promise that was on his life, and how he never lost sight of the promise, even though there was some situations where he was falsely accused, where he was placed in prison, where he was sold into slavery. There were some promises on his life that he never forgot. And I said this last night. I said, you know, sometimes you know how close you are to that based on what you're going through at the moment. So never, ever lose focus of the promise that's on your life. So we talked a little bit about that on Tuesday. But today we are talking about things beyond the promise. We have an understanding and clarity of the promise. But now it's time to go from writing it and reading it and it being clear to us, to now running with it. I want to talk today about three things: determination, drive, and push. Determination, drive, and push. I want to ask a question of you. What pushes you daily? What drives you daily? What is that one thing that wakes you up every morning determined and excited to attack it? Determined and excited to achieve a certain goal for the day. What is it? What is that thing that pushes you to continue to keep going, even in the midst of some discouraging and debilitating situations? What is it that causes you to never lose focus of the promise? There's that word again, the promise that's on your life. What is it? We often, when I was a part of Urban Life, we used to say something like this. It said, what's your why? You've heard me say, what's your why on this show oftentimes. And I just need to know again, what is your why? What is your push? See, it's more than just knowing the promise on your life. It's more than just going, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do. It's more than that. No, there's another level that you must go to. You must go to the level where you push. You push. When we hear the word push, oftentimes we hear when you're talking about pushing a button, when you're pushing a physical button, you're pushing a button to go into an elevator. You're pushing a button to start a car. If you have that, you have a push to start. Engine is push to start. You push a button when you're playing a PS5. You're pushing a button when you're starting a microwave. You're pushing a button to get a soda. We oftentimes hear about that push when you're pushing a button. We also talk about when you're pushing my buttons. You're getting on my nerves. You're annoying me. You crossing the line. You're doing too much. You pushing my buttons now. Don't do that. Sometimes we hear the word push when we're talking about drug-related activity. A pusher. Curtis Mayfield has a song called "I'm Your Pushing Man," we hear about pushing that way. We hear about another physical push where somebody shoves a person. We hear about a physical push. Yeah, but today I want to talk about another type of push. And of course, y'all know I like definitions on this show. You know I like defining terms. Didn't always, but here we are. So what is push? What is push? Well, I'm glad you asked. There's several definitions for the word push. Of course, you heard one of the definitions in my own words, and that's to exert force on someone or something, typically with one hand, in order to move them away from oneself. Or the origin of the force, or to hold it, exert force or something as to cause it to move along in front of one. You know, pushing a stroller, pushing a cart in a grocery store. But here's the one, to cause or reach a particular level or state. To exert oneself to attain something or surpass others. To have very little of something. It's another one, you know, to be pushed for time. You know, we talk about pushing. You know, I'm a basketball coach. And for my basketball players, what's the one thing that you hear a coach yell? Because they've seen what's ahead. They've seen where the defense is set up. They know where the defense is set up. And so here it is. Here's the word that they yell. And I know I yell this at certain points because I don't want the ball to get stalled on the court, on the bucket that we're defending. At our own, I don't want the ball to get stalled because, you know, we'll get a violation for keeping it on one side of the floor. There's a word that we yell, and we yell, push, push, push. But what if you applied that term to your own life? How many times have you yelled to yourself, push, push, push? Oftentimes, for my moms, and I hope I don't get this wrong, and please don't attack me for this. For my moms, the doctor, when you are birthing a baby, doctor is telling you to push, to push. Have you ever had something that was birthing, that was growing inside of you, welling up inside of you, that needed to be birthed in a season? So many of us have something that we need to birth. And all it takes is a push. Some of us have health goals. Some of us want to get healthy for the first time or the first time in a long time. And it takes a little push. Sometimes we need to, most of us, for few of us, we need to break habits. And it takes a little push to start. And so I ask you again, what's pushing you into being everything that you have been designed to be something that you've never been before? What's pushing you? I'm being pushed into being everything. I'm pushing myself, not in an unhealthy way that causes me to be run down and want to quit, but something in a, I'm being pushed in a way that tells me, listen, I've been in a place before where I've been idle, where I've been in one place. I've been stuck here. Nothing's been moving. Life has been stagnant. Nothing's being stirred. Everything that I've wanted to be and everything that I've been created to be, it's just been so scary to even do anything, especially in this season. I haven't had the will or the fight to want to do anything. I've been backed into a corner. Has anybody in this season been backed into a corner? Has anybody in this season been placed in a position where you're not pushing forward, but your gear stick has been pulled to either neutral or reverse or park? You're not in the drive position. You're not pushing. You're not moving forward. Most of the time, you've in this season, you've been neutral. You've been idle. You haven't been in a place where you've been able to move forward or move back. Some of us have been neutral. Has anybody been in a place where you've been neutral? Has anybody, here it is, been in a place where everything has been going in reverse. You took a few steps forward, but then a setback happened and you had to go 5 steps back. And then you gained a little ground again. And you took 5 steps forward and then something else happened. And you had to take 10 steps back. You gained a little more ground. You got some more encouragement. You got encouraged and you were determined. And you had something, you pushed forward a few more steps, and then somebody who doesn't believe in what you're doing, just leaves. And it was somebody you thought that was gonna stay, and now you're a few steps back. You're in reverse. And for some of you, you're in park. You're in park. You're not moving at all. You're idle. The engine's not even on. But I'm determined. And I think you should be too. You should be determined, in this season to go from park to drive. It's time to push forward into everything that you have promised yourself and push forward into all of the promises that are on your life. Have you ever been in a situation where you knew the promise that was on your life, but you have been scared to do anything about it? You've made excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse about why it wouldn't work and why you can't do this and you don't have the money to do this and you don't have this to do it and you don't have that to do it. Have you ever talked yourself out of moving forward? Have you ever talked yourself out of being something that you know you're supposed to be, that you were born to do, that you were designed to do? Nobody else in your family is doing it. They weren't called to do what you're doing. Have you ever been fearful to do something that nobody else is doing in your family, in your friendship circle? I know there are plenty of times where I've been absolutely discouraged, absolutely fearful to do something that I've been designed to do. Or I've been scared to push into my purpose because I was so scared of what people would think or what people would say or if people would leave. Better yet, I was scared to do it simply because of me. Not other people, but me. And sometimes the worst person we have to compete with is not other people. It's us. It's me. I have to deal with me more than anything. But I know what you're asking. I know what you're saying. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know the circumstances. You don't know the situation that I'm faced with at this moment. I may not know your situation, but I know about situations of my own. I know about being fearful. I know about being discouraged. I know about being filled with doubt. See, we may not be in the same, we may not have the same story, but we have some situational, we have some situations that we've been in where doubt and fear have been casted, not by other people, but by ourselves, because we see the situation at the moment. We see that things aren't moving, and we choose to go in reverse, to back away, to be idle, to never turn on the engine, to be in park. I know how you feel. It's difficult at times. But let me give you two things that you need in order to push into your purpose and push into the promises that you have placed on your life. Let me give you two things. The first thing you must have, and have you heard me just say it, is drive. What is drive? Drive is similar to push. You've heard about the word drive when you're operating a car, or flying a plane, or driving a boat. But you also must think about it in this way. You must have this. You must be willing to do this to propel or carry along by force or in a specified direction. You must go that way. You must be compelled to act in a particular way. The definition I want to talk about is to act in a particular way, especially one that is considered undesirable sometimes and inappropriate. Yeah. To make something happen. To develop. Some people will think your drive is inappropriate. And what do I mean by that? Some people will tell you it doesn't take all that. You don't need to do all that. You don't need to work on it that hard. It's not that serious. And it's not that they're not driven. Sometimes people can be intimidated by our level of drive. Have you ever had people around you that were intimidated by your level of drive to the point that it caused you to lower your level just to appease them? So many times we find ourselves trying to match people's lack of drive, people's lack of focus, people's lack. We match it so we can be connected, so we don't lose people in this journey. Some people will think our drive is inappropriate. And it's not because you're doing something negative. It's because where you are and where they are doesn't match. And some people can be intimidated. And with that drive, having drive, you must understand this. And I heard George Bloomer say this one time. Bishop George Bloomer said, where you are is not where you are. It's just where you are until you get where you need to be. Drive is saying to yourself again, where you are is not where you are. It's not just where you are, but it's where you are until you get where you need to be. Right now, you're in a place where it doesn't seem like things are moving. But if you have enough nerve, have enough drive, have enough determination, have enough focus to say, I know I'm not in the place that I need to be at the moment. I know I'm not in a place, I'm not where I need to be, where I'm supposed to be, and where I need to be. But I'm focused. I am driven to get to that place. I'm here right now. I'm here. I'm right here. This is where I am. I'm in this place. This is where I am. And I know the journey has been rough. I know there's been obstacles. I know people have left. I know people have spoken word curses on my life. But I know where I'm supposed to be. I know where I'm supposed to go. We talked about being in the pit. Some of you are still in a pit right now. But to go from the pit to the promise, you must understand that you must push. To go from the pit to the promise, there must be drive. There must be drive. Some people aren't going to understand your drive. They're not going to understand your dreams. But don't allow the opinions and the reservations and the comfort, the low comfort level, the discomfort of other people to deter you from pushing forward. Don't allow other people's opinions to cause you to lose sight of the promise that's on your life. Don't ever lose focus of what you need, what's in front of you, what's ahead of you. I press toward the mark. I press forward. I'm pushing forward. I'm pressed. Well, you just pressed. Yeah, I'm pressed to be everything that I've been called to be. Pressed. Say it. Somebody say it to yourself. Say it to somebody that you're listening to this show with right now. I don't know about you, but I'm pressed. Talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. I'm pressed to be everything I'm supposed to be. I'm pressed to break every chain. I'm pressed. The pressure is on. I'm pushing forward. But it's going to take a little drive. It's going to take a little want to. It's going to take a little. It's going to take a little. Listen, don't care what anybody has to say about me. About what I'm doing. It's going to take a little bit of that. To get to everything that I've been, that has been designed for me. I'm pressed. Say it again, I'm pressed. Say that word again, pushed. I'm pushing, I'm pushing. But the first thing you need is drive. The second thing you need is determination. What is determination? What is determination? What are you determined to be? What are you determined to do? Here's the definition for determination. Firmness of purpose. Firmness of purpose. He advanced. The example that they have right here is he advanced with unflinching determination. He didn't flinch whatsoever. Another word for that is resolution, to resolve. It's to have willpower, to have strength of character, to be steadfast. There you go. To be steadfast, to be unmovable. I'm trying to be steadfast. I'm trying to push forward. I'm determined to get healed. I'm determined to get rid of everything that I've been holding on to. I'm determined to release it. To say it's out of my hands. I'm tired of being. I'm determined in this season. Some of you need to find that little that willpower. That want to. That fire. I'm determined to win. I've lost too many times before. I'm determined to win. I've been beat down so many times. I'm determined to win. Oh, there's somebody right now that is being knocked down daily. Whatever it may be that's swinging at them and knocking them down. This is the season to be determined to say enough is enough. I've been down this road way too many times before to give up. I'm determined to give everything I've got. I'm determined to fight this thing. I'm determined to be healed. I'm determined to be encouraged. I'm determined to be happy. I think myself happy. Why do I think? I'm determined to have joy in my heart. I'm determined to have peace in my life, peace in my soul. I'm determined to get it. I'm determined to do something that nobody expected me to, determined to have something that I've never had before. I'm determined to get it. It's the willpower. Willpower. Yeah, to have what we want. To have a little backbone. Have you ever been told to have a little backbone? This is one of my favorite words, and it will always be one of my favorite words because it is what my life has been about. And it's perseverance, persistence. Perseverance, there's three of them. Perseverance, persistence, and tenacity. Had to have some tenacity to overcome some obstacles. Had to have some perseverance to overcome some obstacles. Had to have be persistent to overcome these. Every statistic, every word curse that was placed upon my life, every generational curse that I've been connected to. I had to have some persistence. I was determined to break it. I'm still determined to break it. And I refuse to be stagnant and rest on my laurels just because I broke one chain. Because I know there are so many more that need to be broken. I'm not just talking to myself. I'm talking to you as well that I have broken one chain. And right now, that one situation, situation when you've had to break a chain has hurt you. It has drained you. But I encourage you. I know it's tough sometimes, but I encourage you to fight on. Fight for it. Push yourself. You have to have determination. You have to have drive. You have to have willpower. But you don't know what they said about me. But you don't know how, you don't know what I've been through. And I'm not making a mockery of anybody's situation. You don't know but this person left me. You don't understand what this person was. I thought this person would stay forever. I know they left, but fight on. I know they were never in you. I know that parent was never in your life, but fight on. I know they abused you, but fight. I know you were abused, but fight on. I know you were neglected, but fight on. I know you were abandoned, but fight on. I'm encouraging somebody to fight on. I know it's tough because every time you try to push forward, something reminds you of something in your past. Whether it's been said to you that you're going to be just like somebody who never was encouraged or determined to be something. You're going to be just like the generational curses that you've been connected to. They weren't anything, and neither will you. They weren't anything, and neither were you. This is no longer the season where you believe everything that people have said about you. That you no longer become every negative thing that has been placed on your life. This is no longer the season to conform to what other people say and what other people think about you. I want to ask you again, what are you driven to do? What do you have the determination to do? What is your push? This is the season to go from park to drive. Find that thing. Find that why. Find that thing that wakes you up every morning, ready to go. Ready to do this thing. And let it push you. It's push season, y'all. It's time to birth everything that we have been holding on to. It's time to birth it. It's time to be everything you have been called to be. But it's going to take a little push. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.